Hello and welcome to the game. I'm John Kurtz, joined by Mitch Fortner once again today. Coming up on the show, more Big 12 basketball, some interesting comments from Bruce Weber on the Big 12 teleconference earlier today. We're going to address that right off the bat. At 4:40, we've got Brady's Cover 5, a special element of that making a return, and I am definitely looking forward to that. A little bit on the Big 12 hoop scene from last night at 5:10. Max Olson will join the show at 5:25. He is one of the ESPN Big 12 bloggers. We ask him, where does K-State fit in the Big 12 title picture going into next year? Of course, we have You Can't Be Serious as well. We can field your phone calls, 537-1350, 866-776-1350. Or you can tweet us at the game KMAN if you have questions or comments. Another day with me and Mitch. Tomorrow, just a forewarning, is going to be a little bit weird because we've got to go do some high school basketball, weather permitting, of course. So it's basically going to turn into somewhat of a best of the week show tomorrow. We'll be playing back a lot of the interviews because we're going to have it all recorded so we can bust out of here at 4 o'clock. So peek behind the curtain. Just be aware of that for tomorrow. So if you do have a question or comment to get in, get it in today. The game KMAN, you can do that. Or once again, 537-1350. Especially if you just want to talk to me. Still no Tyler. He is in Hawaii. What do you think? What do you think Tyler's doing right now at the moment?
Swimming with stingrays. I don't know.
I think that's probably about right.
Every time he goes,
his Facebook has just been a trove of a bunch of pictures of him and tropical locales while I'm walking around with four layers on today and boots, freeze my butt off. That's how it goes. We didn't get the invite.
Maybe take a step away from the resort and may go actually check out Hawaii, if you know what I mean.
Well, I know he's been checking out the K-State basketball game. I did see that. I saw some tweets from that. I wanted some defend your tweet action to be going on there, but obviously we couldn't do that.
See, that bothers me a little bit because when I go on vacation, and this is just me. I mean, Tyler's a different cat, but I mean, when I'm away, you know, I like to kind of stay away from, you know, what's going on. I like to focus on just, you know, seeing the sights, seeing some history, you know, kind of getting to know the place I'm visiting a little bit. Because who knows when I'll be there again?
True.
And he's still worried about the Cats playing against Texas Tech at, you know, dollar off Ground Chuck Stadium Arena.
So we've gone from United, we've gone from Supermarket Sweep Arena to dollar off Ground Chuck Arena now.
Well, a couple days ago I went with 4 for $10 Tony's Pizzas Arena.
Okay, yeah, that's true. The most disappointing part of all that is that K-State's not going to play there again this year, so we're going to lose some of the value in those puns, but I've appreciated them this week. All joking aside, we're going to address a fairly serious, legitimate topic here with the K-State men's hoops team, and it centers around just some comments I heard on the teleconference today, and I was not expecting much. I was not expecting this to be what we let off the show with today, but Bruce Weber was about as interesting as anybody, I think, today with what he had to say. And some time that's passed now between another really frustrating loss to Texas Tech, so you've had some time to think about it and had some time to reflect about it. The thing that I am going to raise, I don't know if issue is the right word, but at least raise some concerns with here, is a familiar refrain and a familiar type of phrase that we have heard all too much over the last 2 years that surfaced today. And it started with Bruce Weber actually jumping in while he was being asked a question and making sure that he got this in before the question was even fired off.
Coach, I know you guys have only lost a few games this year. They've all been very close, and they're all different.
Four points away from being undefeated. So it's, I guess it is close.
They're very close. Is there anything, when you look back at some of them, not necessarily the Kansas one, because we know about the call that was not made in that one.
What about Texas Tech?
Right. Well, that was too.
Now I get it. Clearly, you're frustrated by how close you've been, and you are frustrated by what you thought was some injustice at the end of the Kansas game and the end of the Texas Tech game. But the phrase in particular, you know, we're 4 points away from being undefeated. I mean, hey, one, it is accurate. I'm not going to dispute any of that. I did have some people tweet at me and say, hey, it should be 7 points. Okay, if you want to be a wise guy, yes, 7 points is what you would have needed to actually win the games, 4 points away from tying all of those games. But we get the point. But so many times over the last 2 years, and it really does go back to 2 years ago with the Marcus Foster team, there was a lot of, we're the best 8-8 team in the country. I'm throwing out a record there. But, you know, we heard that a lot. Last year and throughout the offseason, there was a lot of, we were this many possessions away from the tournament. And I forget exactly how many it was last year with all the close losses that happened there. I mean, that is right along the lines of what we heard for the past couple of years when K-State was going through the struggles that they did the last two seasons, which everybody would agree are not the seasons that you want to see here for this program. Now, I thought Bruce Weber made a really good point about what that type of thing could do later on his time in the teleconference when he was talking about the players' attitude and them potentially being really better at bouncing back from things like this.
The guys will be fine. The media, fans, if the coaches, if you keep hammering it into them, then they'll keep dwelling on it. They kids are more resilient. They respond better, I think, than adults and people around the program.
The part in the middle there is what I want to get at. It's that if they keep hearing this over and over again, and I think really what he's referring to is just how tough the loss was, whatever it is you want to blame the loss on. If that continues to get beat in their head and they can't get away from that, they can't escape that, then all of a sudden there's a chance that they start to get down about it. It starts to get into you and you can't get out of that type of an environment. I know that this is not necessarily what Bruce Weber is telling the team. He's making the point here that, hey, we're not really talking about that as a team. We're trying to move on. But yet still is so frustrated and bothered by what's going on that, you know, you're jumping in and saying, hey, we're 4 points away from being undefeated, which again is human and natural and understandable. But I do worry that if that is coming across here in this type of setting and this type of scenario, I do worry about how much that is going to bleed over with the players. Because I think right now you just have a group that so clearly is talented enough to finish certainly top four, top five in the Big 12, certainly talented enough to get to the NCAA tournament. They are good enough on their merits. We've seen that with the way that they've been able to hang with two tournament teams. Well, three. Maryland's going to be a tournament team. They're playing pretty well. Three tournament teams this year and very, very close losses. Razor-thin losses, as close as it gets. We know that they've got that aspect, but they also have been through the last 2 years, some of these guys. Others just last year. But last year was a 5-13 season. I mean, last year was a season with a lot of losing, a lot of close losses, and hearing a lot of, well, we were this close. We were this close. We were this close. I would almost rather see that refrain just totally go away and just have zero talk about that at all so that the players don't just absorb some of that by osmosis. And even if they're not hearing it directly from a coach, I think sometimes if that's what's being put out there in the media, that's the quote that is being written about, that's what people are sort of talking about, I think at that point, that's when people can start to still notice it and almost without even realizing it, that gets in your head. Might make it harder to climb the hump or climb the mountain, get over the hump that you're trying to get over here and actually start winning some of these close games when you are putting yourself in those positions. I would have a little bit of concern about that. You know, I mean, there's nature versus nurture, right? You want to nurture a good culture with the basketball team, nurture a culture of not worrying about what's happening there from the outside factors that you can't control, which would be the officials. That would be what's happening at the end of games like that, and just completely worry about being a tough basketball team with an attitude and worry about what you can't actually control. And that was my message yesterday. I continue basically saying the same type of thing here, just with a little bit more question about what exactly is going on and how are these players going to react if this continues to happen. Because we're already to the point where I am sitting here a little bit exhausted talking about it because we did it last week with the Kansas game. We got a little reprieve with beating Oklahoma. But now we're back here again for a couple days straight talking about just how gut-wrenching it is, how difficult it is trying to move on. It's basically the same type of talking points that we have here about the Texas Tech game. And if I'm feeling that right now as just a media member, a guy that covers the team, guy that watches the games, guy that does want to see them win, I would imagine it is pretty tough on them if that's all that's around them. So that's where I hope that the message to the team is getting through, and the environment actually has nothing to do with all of this, and the environment totally is about, guys, we've got to do what we can. We've got to change things. We've got to move forward. Now, I will give Bruce Weber credit, because another thing he said today here was that he tried to deliver that type of message to them as soon as when they got off the plane at 1:30 in the morning here in Manhattan getting back from Lubbock.
When we landed at 1:30 in the morning, Texas Tech, I had a meet in the airport, and I just said, you make a decision. You can be the victim or you can do something about it. You can, you know, we can complain and it hurts. It hurts in my heart. It hurts in my gut. I'm frustrated, but I can sit there and do nothing and just blame everybody else, or I can do something about it. And, that's the biggest thing that they have to deal with.
And I'm hoping that gets through, and that is the clear, concise message being delivered, because that's what the team needs. And they're going to get a big test, big, big one on Saturday with top-ranked Baylor coming in, even though Baylor did lose. I do hope to catch up with tomorrow, by the way, John Morris, play-by-play voice of the Baylor Bears. So that is one thing we hope to stick into the show tomorrow, which will be just a bit disjointed. Hour two, we'll talk some K-State football and Big 12 football with Max Olson from the ESPN Big 12 blog. Where does he see K-State fitting in the Big 12 title race next year in the aftermath of everybody going pro early, coming back, now that we know some of those answers? But coming up next, there has been a lot, really, in Big 12 football that's happened over the last couple days. I figure the easiest thing to do, compile it all here in one segment, get you up to date with what's been going on in Big 12 football. And I tell you what, one team in the Big 12 that'll surprise you made a universally great hire today. You're listening to The Game.